Now, today we come to Maissika Sangaha, a compendium of mixed categories. So the categories treated in this section are of mixed nature. That means they are not akusala only, they are not those that lead to enlightenment only, and they are not all-embracing. So they will be mixed. So we will find both kusala, akusala, and abhyagata among them. Now the first of those categories is hetu, or roots. So you are already familiar with roots, and there are said to be six roots, three akusala roots and three kusala and abhyagata roots. The first lobha, the second dosa, and the third moha are akusala roots, and fourth, fifth, and sixth are lobha, are dosa, and are moha, are kusala and abhyagata. These six, actually, they are six chetasikas. These six chetasikas serve as roots for the concomitant chetas and chetasikas. So they are called roots, like roots of a tree. And lobha is identified as lobha chetasika, dosa as dosa, moha as moha, alobha as alobha, adosa as adosa, and amoha is amoha. So they are just the names of the original chetasikas. So there is no difficulty in identifying these hetus. The next category is of jananga. You're already familiar with many of the things treated in this section. But here, we must understand jhana differently. When we see the word jhana, we always understand it to mean rupavachara and arupavachara jhanas. But here, in this mixed categories, jhana should be understood as something which look the object closely. Not only jhana, not only what we understand, what we have understood as jhanas, but also some other dhammas or some other chetasikas, which can be called jhana, because the definition of the word jhana is to look closely, to contemplate closely, and also to burn the mental hindrances. So here, jhana should be understood to mean the chetasikas which look closely at the object. Now, in the guide, it is said of close contemplation, but contemplation may mean something like a meditation. So here we do not necessarily mean meditation like contemplation, just watching, just looking. And we are familiar with five jhanangas, five factors of jhana. They are initial application, sustained application, joy, ekagata, one-pointedness of mind, and then vedana, right? Sukha and ubhikha. But here there are seven jhanangas mentioned. First is vitakka, and you know vitakka, and vichara, Vitaka is initial application, vichara, sustained application, piti, joy, ekagada is ekagada. And then somanasa is feeling, vedana, domanasa is also feeling vedana, and upekha also feeling vedana. So according to this section, domanasa is also a jhananga, not because it is a constituent of what we know to be jhana, but because it looks at the object closely. And identification is also not difficult. So vitaka is vitaka, vijara is vijara, piti is piti, ekagata is ekagata, and somanasa is feeling vedana, domanasa is vedana, and ubhikha vedana. So it's easy. The next category is magganga, factors of magga. Now, here also, we should understand magga differently. The usual meaning of magga in magganga is the path that leads to nibbana. But here, magga means something that leads to some place, some realm, some existence. And you will find among them the akusala cetasikas also. So the first is samadhi, and samadhi is identified with amoha or panya. Samasankappa identified with vitaka. Samasankappa, right thought, means thoughts of renunciation, thoughts of non-killing. And then the third one is thought of non-cruelty. Now, the second one is the opposite of the thoughts to kill. You want someone to die. So such a thought is called vyapada vitaka. And the third one is, the opposite of the third one is vihinsa vitaka. That means a thought of cruelty. So samasankappa is the opposite of these three. So it is the thought of renunciation, thought of non-killing, and the third is the thought of non-cruelty. And these are all identified with the cetasika vitaka initial application. Number three is samma vacha. You all know that. Right speech. That means abstention from four wrong kinds of speech. Samma, number four, samma kammanta, right action, abstention from three wrong deeds. And samma, then number five, samma ajiva, right livelihood. So abstention from the four verbal misconduct and three bodily misconduct, which are one's livelihood. Number six is samma vayama, right effort. That is the cetasika viriya. And number seven, samma sati, mindfulness, right mindfulness. It is identified with sati. And number eight, samma samadhi, right concentration, is identified with ekagata, one-pointedness of mind. These eight are the usual ones we met in many places. Now come the four which are not samma, but Mitcha. So among the four, the first one is Mitcha Ditti, wrong view, wrong vision or wrong view, right? And it is identified with Ditti Chetasika among the Akusala Chetasikas. Number 10 is, or the second of the four is Mitcha Sankappa. So Mitcha Sankappa is the opposite of Samma Sankappa. So thoughts of sensual desires, thoughts of killing, and thoughts of cruelty. And all three are identified with the Chetasika Vitaka. And then the third, among the four, is Mitcha Vayama, wrong effort. That is, the Viriya Chetasika accompanying the Akusala Chetas. And the fourth among the four is Mitcha Samadhi, and it is identified with Ekagata. Sometimes Ekagata can be Mitcha, wrong Ekagata. When your mind is concentrated on some wrong activity or some wrong act, then it is called Mitcha Samadhi. So it can be exemplified by one fishing. So when a person is fishing, his concentration is on the killing the fish. So at that time, he has some kind of samadhi, but it is Mitcha Samadhi, a wrong kind of concentration. So these are the eight Maggangas, or eight factors of path. Now here, path means that which leads to attainment of Nibbana as well as to other rebirths or existences. Now among them, you know about Sammadhiti. There are different kinds of Sammadhiti. How many do you remember? Three? Okay, what are the three? No, that is concentration. Yeah, this is right understanding. Sammadhiti. Two?
Understanding by the book or the
Nishadhamma. Not that. Kammasakata Sammadhiti. That is understanding of law of karma. Understanding that beings have karma as their own property. Right? That is called Kammasakata Sammadhiti. And then Vipassana Sammadhiti. You know Vipassana Sammadhiti. Seeing phenomena as impermanent, suffering, and no soul. And then Magga Sammadhiti. Sammadhiti accompanying the Magga Citta. And Phala Sammadhiti accompanying Phala. And then Paccaya Vikkhana Sammadhiti. That accompanying the reviewing consciousness that follows the attainment of enlightenment. Sometimes Jhana Sammadhiti is also mentioned. So Sammadhiti or Amoha, which accompanies Jhana Chetas. So there are different kinds of samadhi. So samadhi can be mundane as well as supramundane. So kamasakata samadhi and vipassana samadhi are mundane. Magat samadhi and phala samadhi are supramundane. Pachyavikana samadhi and jhana samadhi are again mundane. Okay, now, although there are eight, let's say, good factors of path, there are only bad factors of path. Miccha deity, miccha sankappa, miccha vayama, miccha samadhi. So there are no miccha vacha, right? Miccha kamanda, miccha ajiva, miccha sati. Now, in some suttas, they are mentioned in some discourses. But they are not separate mental factors, separate jitasikas. So that is why in Abhidhamma they are not mentioned. Now I think I told you about Michasati at one time. I don't know whether you remember that. Michasati. So there is nothing as Michasati actually, because Sati is a Sopana Jitisika, right? So as a Sopana Jitisika, it accompanies or it arises together with what? Kusala Chaitas and some Vibhaga Chaitas and Kiriya Chaitas, right? So it never accompanies Akusala Chaita. So according to reality, there is no Miccha Sati. But in some suttas, Buddha mentioned Miccha Sati and Miccha Diti and so on. So the commentaries there explain that there is no such thing as a Miccha Sati actually. But when you remember something you did wrong in the past, then it is said to be Miccha Sati. Actually, that is not sati, but remembering sanya and other akusala consciousness and its concomitants. And there may be miccha vaja, right? Miccha kamanda, miccha ajiva. But these also are not separate jitasikas, and so they are not mentioned here. When you tell lies, then there is miccha vaja actually. But it is not a separate jitasika, but just the akusala citta and the jitasikas accompanying it. So it is not mentioned among the factors of magga here. So there are only four bad factors of magga in this section. Next category is of 22 indriyas. Now, the word indriya is translated as faculty in English. The literal meaning of indriya is governing or having authority. So these that are called indriyas exercise their authority in their respective fields, in their respective domains. For example, the eye sensitivity. Eye sensitivity is called an indriya because it exercises authority on seeing. Now, when the eye sensitivity is strong, then seeing is also strong. And why? When the eye sensitivity is weak, the seeing is weak, and so on. So it controls the eye sensitivity controls the quality of seeing. In the same way, ear sensitivity and so on. So they are called indriyas. So in their respective domains, they are the bosses. In the domain of seeing, eye sensitivity is the boss. In the domain of hearing, ear sensitivity is the boss, and so on. So there are 22 indriyas. The first one is chakku indriya. So it is identified with chakku pasada among the 28 rupas. Number two, sotindriya, ear faculty. It is identified with sota pasada, ear sensitivity. Three, ghanindriya, nose faculty, is identified with ghana pasada, nose faculty. And four, jihvindriya is identified with jihva pasada, tongue faculty, is identified with tongue sensitivity. And number five, kayindriya, faculty of kaya, faculty of body, is identified with kaya pasada, body sensitivity. And then number six, ittindriya, is identified with ittibhava. So femininity faculty is identified with femininity rupa. And number seven, purisindriya, masculinity faculty, is identified with pumbhava among the 28 rupas. And then number eight, jivitindriya, life faculty. Jivitindriya is identified with two of the paramattha dhammas. One, nama jivitindriya, and two, rupa jivitindriya. So jivitindriya is identified with the chetasika jivitindriya and rupa jivitindriya. Number nine, manendriya. Mana means mind. So it is mind faculty or chitta faculty. So it is identified with all chetas. Number 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. They are feeling indriyas. The first is sukhindriya. So it is identified with sukha vedana. And number 11, dukhindriya is identified with dukha vedana. Number 12, somanas indriya with Somanasa Virana. Number 13, Domanas Indriya with Domanasa Virana, and Ubikindriya with Ubika Virana. So actually these five are identified with just one Chetasika, which is Vedana. And then number 15, Saddhindriya is identified with the Chetasika Saddha. So faculty of faith. Viriyendriya, the energy faculty or effort faculty, is identified with viriya. Number 17, satindriya, is identified with sati, mindfulness. Number 18, samadhindriya, concentration faculty, identified with one-pointedness or ekagata. Number 19, Panyindriya. Panyindriya, wisdom faculty. It is identified with Amoha. And then number 20, a long name. Ananyatanyasami Tendriya. Sometimes names can be very long, like Nevasanya, Nasanya, Yatana. Now, Ananyatanyasami Tendriya. Let us divide the word. Ananyatam, that is one word. Nyasami, another word. Iti, another word. Indriya, another word. So, le words combined to become one compound. Ananyatam, nyasami, iti, indriya. Now, you have to know Pali to join these these four words into one compound, and there is the coalition of vowels also. Now, ananyata means not known, not known before. Nyasami means I will know. Iti means thus thinking, something like that. Indriya is indriya. So the literal meaning of the word ananyatanyasami tendriya is the faculty of him who practices with the thought, I will know what has not been known by me before. You don't get this from the manual, from the translation of the manual. So please note it carefully. The faculty of whom, I mean, the faculty of him who practices with the thought, I will know what has not been known by me before. So when you practice Vipassana meditation, you have this kind of intention. You will know what is not known to you before. You try to know, you try to see what you have not seen before. And as a result of that practice, you get the first stage of enlightenment. So the knowledge or wisdom at the first stage of enlightenment, or that accompanies Sotapatti Magga, is called Ananyatanyasami Tendriya. Later on, the manual itself will show the identification. And then the next one is Anyendriya. Anyendriya. Anya Indriya. Anya here means knowing within the limit. And that means this faculty knows within the limit of what has been known before, what has been known by the first path. Actually, the path consciousness, all four types of path consciousness know the four noble truths. So these, the Panya, which accompanies Sotapatti, Phalacitta, and so on, is called Anya because it knows within the limit of those already known by the first path. Therefore, Anyendriya means the faculty which knows within the limit of those known by the first path. It will be identified with Amoha or Panya accompanying Sotapatti Phalacitta up till Arahata Maggacitta. And the last one is Anyatawindriya. Anyatavi Indriya. Anyatavi means one who has fully known. That means arahant. So the Indriya of Anyatavi is called Anyatavi Indriya, the faculty of him who has fully known the Four Noble Truths. And this is identified with Panya accompanying the Arahata Phala Chitta. So these three cover the Panya which accompanies the eight Lokottara Chaitas. Actually, these are all identified with the Chaitasika Amoha. So the first Panyendriya is Amoha, second Ananya Tanyasamitendriya is Amoha, Anyendriya is Amoha, and Anyatavindriya is Amoha. The first one, Panyendriya, is a general faculty, and the knowing faculty. But the other three are actually the different functions of that Amoha. So it functions as Sotapatti, I mean, at the moment of Sotapatti Magga, and then the second functions at the moment of Sotapatti Phala until Arahata Magga, and the last functions at the moment of Arahata Phala. So they are separated into three different indriyas. And the first one may be both mundane and supramundane. Panyendriya may be both mundane and supramundane, but the other three, beginning with number 20, are supramundane only. Next category is Bala. Bala means strength, power. So there are nine powers, nine chaitasikas that are called powers. The first one is Saddha Bala. It is identified with the chaitasika Saddha, faith power, or the power of faith. Viriya, and second is Viriya Bala, the power of effort or energy, the power of Viriya. So it is identified with the Chaitasika Viriya. Number three, Sati Bala, mindfulness power. And it is identified with Sati, mindfulness. Number four, Samadhi Bala, concentration power. It is identified with Ekagata. And number five, Panya Bala, is identified with Amoha Chaitasika. Number six, Hiri Bala, power of shame or shame power, is identified with Hiri. And Ottabha Bala is identified with Ottabha. And number eight, Ahirika Bala, is identified with the Chaitasika Ahirika. And number nine, Anottabha Bala, is identified with the Chaitasika Anottabha. Now, why are they called Bala or power? Now, there are two reasons why they are called Bala. One reason is they cannot be shaken by the opposites. When there is Saddha, I mean faith, a strong faith, then this strong faith cannot be shaken by unfaith. And when there is strong Viriya, it cannot be shaken by laziness. But if your virya is not strong, if your virya does not reach the stage of bala, then dizziness may win and you will lose. So when it reaches the stage of bala, power or strength, then it cannot be shaken by its opposite of laziness. The same with sati and so on. So one reason for their being called power is that they cannot be shaken by their opposites. Another reason why they are called bala is that they strengthen their concomitants. They are strong in the concomitants. Now, why am I telling you this? Among the balas, from number one to number seven, some are good, almost all of them are good, right? Yeah. But number eight and number nine are akusala. Now, kusala and akusala. It is said in the books that akusala cannot eradicate kusala, but kusala can eradicate akusala. Magga, right? Magga is kusala. So magga can eradicate akusala, but no akusala can eradicate kusala. We are fortunate there. Otherwise, we will not get kusala. So, number eight and number nine are called power, not because they cannot be shaken by their opposites. They can be shaken by their opposites because they are akusala, and so they can be eradicated by kusala. They are called power because they are strong in their concomitants, or they strengthen their concomitants. So they may be strong by themselves, but when they meet with stronger kusala states, they cannot stand. They will lose. So the first seven are called power for both reasons. They cannot be shaken by their opposites, and also they strengthen their concomitants. The last two are called power only because they strengthen their concomitants, and not because they cannot be shaken by their opposites. Okay, next. Adhipati. Predominance. There are four adhipatis. Now, adhipati means lord or overlord. A person who is who has the absolute power, something like that. And there are said to be four of these, four adhipatis or four predominants. And the predominance are factors which dominate the chetas to which they belong in undertaking and accomplishing difficult or important tasks. That is explained in the guide. Now, actually, these are the factors which dominate not only chetas, but which dominate the concomitant states, which dominate the conascent states. For example, say the first kusala cheta, right? And with the first kusala cheta, there are 38 chetasikas. First kusala, no? 38 chetasikas. Among them, then there are chanda, viriya, and amoha, banya, right? And the cheta itself. So when Chaitanya is an adipati, it dominates over all the chaitasikas. When Chanda is adipati, then it dominates over the Chaita and the other, that is six chaitasikas. When Viriya is an adipati, it dominates over the Chaita and other 36 chaitasikas. Again, when Panya predominates, or Panya is an adipati, it dominates over the Chaita and the 36, other 36 chaitasikas. 37 chaitasikas, no? Not 36. 37 chaitasikas. So, the predominance of factors which dominate not only the chaitas, which dominate its concomitant states or cognizant states. Now, they also exercise authority. And so, we should understand the difference between Indriya and Adipati. Adipati is an overlord, so it exercises supreme control over the concomitants. But the Indriyas are not like that. Indriyas exercise control in their own domain, but not over others. But Adipati controls over others. So that is the difference. The Adipati is compared to a king who has absolute power over everything, and the Indriyas are compared to ministers, who have authority in their own in their own offices, but they don't have authority over other branch of ministries. So that is the difference. Since Adipati is an overlord exercising the absolute power, there can be only one Adipati at a time. If there are two, they cannot be called Adipati because they have to share the authority. So there can be only one Adipati at a time, while there can be many faculties at the same time. Again, the first Kusala Chaita and 38 Chaitasikas. Now, among the Chaitasikas, there is Saddha, right? And Viriya, Siddhi, Samadhi, Banya. Those are all faculties, right? And Hiri is, Hiri is Bala. And Vidana can also become faculty, right? So, when the first Kusala Chaita arises, it is accompanied by 38 Chaitasikas. And among these 38 Chaitasikas, faith and others exercise authority over their own domains, over their own function. That means in the function of believing or having faith, then Saddha is the boss. But in being mindful, it is not the boss. In being mindful, then Siddhi is the boss, and so on. But if if Chaita is an adipati at that time, then Chaita has authority over all of them. So that is the difference between adipati and Indriya. So adipati is just one exercising absolute authority over all, but Indriyas are those that exercise authority in their own domain only. And there are four adipatis. The first is Chanda Adipati, Now here chanda means the Jetisika chanda, not loba. Sometimes loba is described as chanda, like in the word kamat chanda. But here chanda means just the chanda Jetisika, the will to do, or desire to do. Sometimes chanda can be an activity. Okay. Sometimes chanda can be an activity or predominant. So when chanda is predominant, then all other concomitants have to follow it. So when chanda is predominant, then you can accomplish things. Now the chanda of Sumedha, the Bodhisattva Sumedha, was so great that if someone would say, if you can walk over a field of glowing embers, say, from this side of the wall to the other side of the wall, and you will become a Buddha if you reach the other wall, then he would walk on these glowing embers. So great was his chanda at that time. So sometimes chanda can be predominant, and when chanda is predominant, you can accomplish things. The same with viriya dipati, the second one. Sometimes viriya can be predominant. So you have so much energy, so much effort that you are successful in your undertakings. Number three is citta dipati. So citta can be also predominant. And when also the citta is predominant, you can accomplish things. And number four is vimamsa dipati. Investigation predominant. But actually, investigation means not just investigating, but understanding after investigation. So it is identified with amoha or panya. So these are four adibhatis. So sometimes chanda is adibhati, sometimes viriya, sometimes citta, sometimes vimamsa. Number four, the next group is ahara, food. But here ahara does not mean food, but condition or cause. Number one is kabalikara ahara, that is edible food, actually the nutriment which is in the food we eat. And this kabalikara ahara or nutriment brings about the eight rupas born of ahara. That is why it is called ahara. Now, the word ahara means bringing. That means bring about effects. So kabalikara is called ahara because it brings about the eight pure octet caused by nutriment. Second is pasta. Pasta is called ahara because it brings about what? Remember the dependent origination. Vedana. So it brings vedana. Only when there is pasa can there be vedana, right? First there is pasa or contact, and only after contact there is vedana. Actually, pasa and vedana arise at the same time, but there must be pasa in order for the vedana to arise. So pasa brings vedana, so it is called ahara. And number three is Mano sanchitana. That means just chitana. Mental volition. Mano sanchitana. And that is chitana, chitana among the chitasikas. What does chitana bring? Vipaka. Yeah. In the books it is said patisandhi, right? So kusala chitana, akusala chitana, right? So kusala chitana and akusala chitana brings about rebirth, patisandhi. And then number four, vijnana. Vijnana brings about again, paticca samubbara, nama rupa, right? So, vijnana is called ahara because it brings about nama and rupa. So when there is no vijnana, there is no nama and rupa. So, nama and rupa are said to be conditioned by vijnana, or said to be brought by vijnana. So, vijnana is called ahara. Now, kavaligara ahara is identified with the rupa ahara. Pasa is identified with pasa, manosanchitana with chitana, and vijnana with chitta. Now, in the guide, it is said, according to the Sotanta method of explanation, edible food is food as nutriment sustains the physical body. So brings about and sustains mean the same thing. Context sustains feeling. Mental volition sustains rebirth in the three realms of existence. Because volition is karma and karma generates rebirth. And consciousness sustains the compound of mind and body. Now this is according to Sutanta method. According to Abhidhamma method, edible food sustains the material phenomena of fourfold origination in the body. And the other three nutriments sustain all their cognizant mental and material phenomena. In order to understand this, you must understand Bhatana. Now, when we say ahara, we understand in two ways. Ahara means condition or cause which sustains something or which brings about something. But ahara in Pathana is different. For example, manosanchetana. Now, chetana brings about rebirth. But in Pathana, they are not said to be related by way of condition. They are connected by, related by way of karma condition, not by ahara condition. But according to Sotanta, we say, chetana is the ahara of padisanti. That means chetana is the cause of, chetana is the condition of padisanti. But according to Pathana, their relationship is not by way of nutrition condition, but by way of karma condition. So, according to Sotanta method, there is one explanation, and according to Abhidhamma method, there is another explanation. Whereas edible food as matter is indeterminate, or that is, the first one is abhyagata, right? Vibhaga chaitas, kiriya chaitas, and rupa are called, rupa and nibbana are called abhyagata. So, the first one, ahara, kabaligara ahara is abhyagata. Phasa can be kusala or akusala or abhyagata. Chetana also, cheta also. Okay. Now clarifications. on page 275. But I've already explained that. Here in among the faculties, it is explained that the faculty, I will know the unknown, is the knowledge of the path of stream entry. So, the Ananya Tanyasami Tindriya should be identified with Amoha, accompanying the path of stream entry or Sotapatti Magga. The faculty of one who has final knowledge, that means Anyendriya, is the knowledge of the fruit of, the faculty of one who has final knowledge means Anyatavendriya, the last one. The faculty of one who has final knowledge is the knowledge of the fruit of arahantship, that means Amoha accompanying Arahata Phala. The faculty of final knowledge, that is Anyendriya, is the six intermediate kinds of supramundane knowledge. Now there are eight Lokuttara Chetas. Panya accompanying the first Lokuttara Cheta is Ananya Tanyasami Tendriya. Panya accompanying the last Lokuttara Cheta is Anyata Vindriya. And Panya accompanying the middle six, beginning with Sotapatti Phala, ending with Arhata Magga, is called Anyendriya. So, Ananya Tanyasami Tendriya must be identified with Panya accompanying Sotapatti Magga Cheta. Anyendriya must be identified with Panya accompanying Sotapatti Phala Cheta, Sakadagami Magga, Sakadagami Phala, Anagami Magga, Anagami Phala, Arhata Magga Chaitas. And Anyata Vindriya should be identified with Panya accompanying the Arhata Phala Cheta. So, clarification here means just identification. Now, I'm not happy with the translation here, final knowledge. I don't know why he translates this as final knowledge, Anya. Now, the word Anya in Anyendriya, that word is a combination of the preposition are and nya, the root nya. The root nya means to know, knowing. But the preposition a here means a limit. So, anya means knowing within the limit of Sotapatti Magga, within the limits of what has been seen by Sotapatti Magga. So that is not final knowledge. Final knowledge should be the Arhata Phala Jnana, right? Or we can say Arhata Magga may be called final knowledge, but not the Sotapatti Phala, Sakadagami Magga, and so on. So the final, the translation final knowledge is, I think, not so correct. Okay. Now come some complicated and a little difficult. Clarifications, let us go. Now, the jhana factors are not found in the fivefold sense consciousness. That means in dvipancha vijnana chetas. Dvipancha vijnana chetas are altogether 10. And what are they? Two seeing consciousnesses, two hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching consciousnesses. So in these 10 consciousnesses, there are no jhana factors. That means they do not acquire the stature of jhana factors. Although they may be present with And these consciousnesses, they are not called jhanas. Now, how many jitisikas arise with seeing consciousness? Only seven, right? The first seven. So among the first seven, let's count the seven. Passa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana. Ekagata, Jivitendriya, Manasikara. Right? Okay. Is Passa a jhananga?
No.
No. Is Vedana jhananga?
No.
Actually, generally speaking, yes. Right? Because Vedana is among the jhanangas, jhana factors. But Vedana here, with the seeing consciousness, is not called a jhananga. It is not called jhananga. Because the ten, the sense jhanas are so weak that they just have contact with object. And so there is no looking the object closely, taking the object closely. So although Vedana is concomitant with the seeing consciousness, that Vedana is not called a jhananga. Vedana will be called jhananga when it accompanies, say, other types of consciousness, right? And also, with seeing consciousness, there is ekagata, right? Generally speaking, ekagata is also one of the jhanangas. But when it accompanies seeing consciousness, it is not called jhananga. It has no status of jhana. It is also, although it is ekagata, one-pointedness, it is very, very weak. So, we have to understand this. Although they arise with these jhanas, or although generally they are called jhanangas, and also some others, they are not really jhanangas when they accompany these particular types of consciousnesses. So the jhana factors are not found means they are not reckoned as jhana factors, although they are found with fivefold sense consciousness. Right? So with fivefold sense consciousness, there arise Vedana and Ekagata. Right? Yeah. So both Vedana and Ekagata are not called jhanangas when they accompany these five sensefold types of consciousness. The powers in those kinds of consciousness that are without energy, without virya. Now you have to go back to the second chapter. Those that are not accompanied by virya. How many? There are 16 of them. What are they? 10 vibhaga vijnanas, sampadichana, santirana, pancha dwara vajana, right? These 16. So these 16 chetas are not accompanied by virya. So in those chetas, we cannot have powers or balas. So let us see. Again, let us take 10 sense consciousnesses, right? Let us just say seeing consciousness. With seeing consciousness, there is ekagata. Ekagata is among the powers, right? If you look at the list, you find the power there. But ekaikata is not called power when it accompanies seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, and so on. And sampadichana. Ekaikata accompanies sampadichana, right? Yeah. But when it accompanies sampadichana, it is called, not called power. When it accompanies santirana, it is not called power. When it accompanies panchadwara vajana, it is not called power. Okay. Or the path factors in those that are rootless. So in ahiduka chetas, there are no magangas. So let us see sampadichana cheta first.
What about the vichita?
Hmm? So we'll come later. So you cannot get rootless, you cannot get maggangas in ahituka chetas. So let's say vitaka, right? Vitaka is a magganga, sammasankappa. Okay. Now, vitaka accompanies sampadichana cheta, right? Vitaka does not accompany ten sense chetas, right? So, vitaka accompanies sampadichana cheta. But when it accompanies sampadichana cheta, it is not called a magganga. The same with when it accompanies sandhirana, panjadwara vajana, manodwara vajana, and hasitubara. Because they are all ahituka chetas. So, in ahituka chetas, there are no magangas. So too, in the consciousness accompanied by doubt, oh, here comes vichikicca, one-pointedness does not attain to the stature of path factor, a faculty, or a power. So, in the vichikicca cheta, ekaikata is not magga, not magganga, not indriya, not bala. Okay, now come. Let us come to vichikicca cheta. So, ekaikata accompanies vichikicca cheta, right? Because ekaikata accompanies every type of consciousness. But when it accompanies vichikicca cheta, it is not called a bala. And then what? Vichikicca cheta, right? Ekaikata, right. Hold down there. It is not called a magganga. And it is not called an indriya. So if you remember this, then you can find out which attains the stature of jhananga, magganga, bala, and so on. So let us go back. Jhanangas are not found in dvipancha vijnana, right? So no jhanangas in dvipancha vijnana. And then no balas in those without viriya, right? And no maganga in ahituka chetas. And no maganga, indriya, and bala in vichikicca cheta, right? So the chart gives you a detail. Now look at the chart. Ekaikata and vedana are not jhananga in dvipancha vijnana. So let us say kaya vijnana. There are two kaya vijnanas. One, the result of akusala, and the other, result of kusala. So the result of akusala is accompanied by what feeling? Dukkha. So dukkha accompanying the kaya vijnana of the result of akusala is not a jhananga. And the same with sukha vedana. Sukha vedana accompanying the body consciousness is not a jhananga. And then ubhukha vedana accompanying the seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting consciousness is not jhananga. So ekagata and vedana are not jhananga in dvipancha vijnana. And ekagata is not bala in dvipancha vijnana, sampadichana, santirana, panchadvara vajana, and vichikicca citta. And vitaka is not maganga in actually all ahetuka cittas. Sampadichana, santirana, panchadvara vajana, manodvara vajana, and hasitubhara. Viriya is not maganga in manodvara vajana and hasitubhara. Because they are ahetuka cittasikas. Ahetuka cittas. And ekagata is not maganga in 18 ahetuka cittas and vichikicca citta. And ekagata again is not indriya in vichikicca citta. Two moha mula cittas and hasitubhara. Now, how many javanas are there? 55 javanas. How many javanas are accompanied by only one hetu?
Two
moha mula cittas, right? And how many are not accompanied by any hetu?
One
hasitubhara. So two moha mula cittas and one hasitubhara citta, right? They are not adipati. They cannot attain to the stage of adipati, because moha mula cittas are just wavering cittas, vijikicca and otajja, and so they cannot have this ability to exercise authority over others. And hasitubhara citta has no roots, and so it cannot attain to the stage of adipati. So two moha mula cittas and hasitubhara citta are not adipati. Now, when we say citta adipati, generally we would mean all cittas, right? But actually not all cittas are citta adipati. Only one predominance is obtained at a time according to the circumstances, and only in javanas with two roots and three roots. So only in javanas of two roots and three roots can we get adipati. So the one root and no root javanas do not reach the stage of adipati. And then viriya accompanying two moha mula cittas and hasitubhara, right? Yeah. Are not adipati. Chanda does not accompany two moha mula cittas and ahetuka cittas. So there is no question of chanda here. And vimansa means amoha, and so the amoha does not accompany these cittas. So no problem with it. So although ordinarily we may think that all cittas can be adipati, actually no. Only the javanas accompanied by two roots and three roots and the Chaitanyas along with them are Adhipati. So when we say Chaitta Adhipati, we mean the jhavanas accompanied by two roots and three roots. So the two Moha Mula Chaitas and Hasitubhara Chaitas are not Chaitta Adhipati. And Viriya, which accompanies these two Chaitas, is not Adhipati. And there can be only one Adhipati at a time. And there may be no Adhipati at all. Right? So, if there is Adhipati at all, there is only one Adhipati. But that one may not be there when none of these four exercise the full authority over other concomitants. So, Adhipati can be obtained only when it is strong enough to be an Adhipati, and only when it accompanies jhavanas of two roots and three roots. Okay. So we should remember this. And this will be useful when you go to Batthana. So when you come to the eighth chapter and we study about the Adhipati condition, ahara condition, magga condition and jhana condition and so on, we have to remember this. Okay, now let us look at the chart now. Maitseka Sangha 2. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories here, right? Hetu, Jananga, Magganga, Indriya, Bala, Adhipati, and Ahara. Now we must find out. Actually, we don't have to find out. It is already found out here. We must find out how many names a certain Chaitasika has in this section. So we begin with Panya because it has the most or the greatest number of names. So Panya has five names here in this chapter, in this section. And what are these five? Panya means Amoha, and so it is Hetu, right? But it is not Jananga, but it is Magganga, it is Indriya, Bala, and Adhipati. Can you tell me the name of Hetu? Name of Panya here. Concerning Hetu, what is it? What is its name? Amoha. And among the Magganga, Samadhiti. Among the Indriya, four Indriyas. Panya Indriya and three others. And among the Bala, Panya Bala. Among the Adhipati, Vimamsa Adhipati, investigation Adhipati. Okay, Viriya has four names, and they are Magganga, Indriya, Bala, and Adhipati. Then what are the names? Magganga, Samavayama. Indriya, Viriyendriya. Bala, Viriya Bala. Adhipati, Viriya Adhipati. Right. And then Ekakata has four names. Jananga, Magganga, Indriya, Bala. So when it is Jananga, what it is called? Ekakata. And Magganga? Samasamadhi. Indriya? Samadhi Indriya. Bala? Samadhi Bala. Sati has three names. Magganga, Indriya, Bala. What is Magganga? Samasati. Indriya, Sati Indriya, Bala, Sati Bala. And then Chaita has three names. Indriya, Adhipati, and Ahara. When it is Indriya, what it is called? Manendriya, no? mind faculty, Manendriya, and Adibadi, Chitta Adibadi, and Ahara, Vinyanahara. And then Vedana has two names, Jananga and Indriya. So if it is Jananga, Vedana, right? Somanasa, Domanasa, Ubekha, Sukha, Dukha, right? And then Indriya, five Indriyas, Sukha, Dukha, Somanasa, Domanasa, Ubekha, right? Yeah. And then Saddha, how many names? Two names, Indriya and Bala. Saddha Indriya, Saddha Bala. And Vitaka, two names, Jananga and Maganga. When it is Jananga, it is Vitaka, and when it is Maganga, it is Sammasankappa. And then the others have only one name, Lobha, Hedu, Dosa, Hedu, Moha, Hedu, Aloba, Adosa, Hedu. And Vichara, what? Jananga. Piti, Jananga. Samavaca, Maganga. Samagamanda, Samajiva, Maganga. Deity, Maganga. Samadeity and Michadeity. No. It is Michadeity only. Because we have Amo Apanya there. Hiri, one name only. Hiri Bala. Otapa Bala. Hirika Bala. Anodapa Bala. Chanda. One name only. Adipati. Pasa. Ahara. Chetana. Ahara. Jivita. Nama Jivita. Indriya. Chakku Pasada. Eye sensitivity. Indriya. Sota pasada, Indriya. Gana pasada, Indriya. Jiva pasada, Indriya. Kaya pasada, Indriya. Iti bhava, femininity, Indriya. Pumbhava, masculinity, Indriya. And then jivita rupa, Indriya. And then nutriment, ahara, ahara. So, those that have the name of Hetu, how many? Down. Six. They are Panya, Loba, Dosa, Moha, Aloba, Adosa. Those that have the name of Jananga are only five. Egagata, Vedana, Vitaka, Vijara, Piti. Those that have the name of Maganga, there are nine Chittisikas. Panya, Viriya, Ekagata, Sati, Vitaka, Samavaja, Samagamanta, Samajiva, and Deity. And then Indriyas, 16. Viriya, Ekagata, Sati, Cheta, Virana, Saddha. Right. And then down there, Jivita. There are two Jividas. Chakku, Soda, Gana, Jiva, Kaya, Eti, Bhava, Bumbhava. And then Rupa Jivita. So 16. And Bala, 9. Panya or Amoha, Viriya, Ikagata, Siti, Saddha, Hiri, Otaba, Hirika, Anotaba. Adipati, only 4. Panya, Viriya, Chitta, and Chanda. Ahara only 4. Cheta, Pasa, Chetana, and Ahara. Right. So, that is according to the Paramattha Dhamma. So, when we just identify the Paramattha Dhammas, there are six Hetus Six that have the name of Hedu, five that have the name of Janangas, and so on. So you go down this way. And if you want to know how many names Panya has in this section, you go across. And then you have to find out what real name it has among Janangas or among Indriyas and so on. Right. So that sums up all of this section. There is a summary at the end of this section. There is a summary. By way of entity, that means by way of Paramattha Dhammas, the six roots, five jhana factors, and so on. So we have already covered this on this chart. Okay.
Sarah.